Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In case you missed it, we chatted with a listener named Brittany who called in to share what she's going through. She's finally ready to admit to her younger sister that she hooked up with her sister's then boyfriend 10 years ago during like kind of the college phase. So Brittany wanted to know if anyone else has ever gone through this kind of crazy family drama, or what is the craziest family drama you have ever been through? 206-803-ROCK. Dave, you are in Delaware. What is the craziest family drama you've been through?
Well, I'm Dave from Delaware. Changed names to protect the innocent here.
Oh, awesome. Okay, Dave from Delaware.
So about 20 years ago, I had relations with my best friend's mom.
Yeah.
And, so this is like Stifler's mom, cougar hunting era of life.
Let's go, Dave.
Was she a total smoke show?
Right. No, she wasn't that much of a smoke show, but... When you're 20 years old and,
it is what it is. Quick question, because I've clicked on these thumbnails before. What was the scenario? Like, did you show up and he was still late at school or he was at work and you didn't realize that? So then mom's like, hey, you could just hang out and just sit on the couch. And next thing you know, she goes to the bathroom and you had to go to the bathroom too. And then you guys are having sex. I mean, I've seen these things happen before.
You're black and orange tab. I don't know what you're watching, brother.
I wouldn't click on them. What was the scenario? Like, how did it even happen?
So the mom was like, wanted to be the cool mom, allowed us all to like drink there, even though we weren't 21, that kind of scenario. So a little bit of a party house. She was a really young mom. So she was probably 40.
Nice.
We were, just in our late teens, early 20s, in that range. And everyone had kind of passed out. I was still up and like talking, BSing. She was always really friendly with everybody. And kind of one thing led to another. And she was actually still married, but the husband was out of town.
That was my follow-up question. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was a full-on, like, forbidden fruit thing. And, went for it. And it lasted for, like, a month and a half.
So this was more than... So this wasn't just a one-time mistake.
No. And so my buddy found out. I actually didn't tell him. I showed up over at his place one day and I walked in the door and like he flipped around and just dropped me right in my jaw.
Wow.
And then he helped me up. He's like, and told me that was, cussed me out a little bit. Like we moved on. We're still best friends to this day. We were in each other's weddings.
How's mom?
So what was the interaction with mom like after that?
She's psycho. And she was an adopted mom, or he was adopted in a sense. And that relationship's like completely non-existent at this point.
So who told him? Did the mom tell him? Like, how did he find out? You said you didn't tell him about this, but so how did he find out?
He found out through like some text messages.
Fun times.
Like something was left out. It was weird that I was hanging out and then I was still hanging out the next morning, but he thought I left, that kind of thing.
Ooh.
I crashed on the couch.
Did dad ever find out?
Yeah, long after the divorce. Like, I think they got divorced actually a couple months after that. And it was like 2 years later that dad found out.
And how does he feel about you?
I've seen him since then. Like, I've crossed paths with him and there was no comment made.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'd have a conversation, at least one.
Absolutely.
Do you think he's like, well, my son punched him, so I guess we're good?
Yeah. I mean, does he need two punches? I don't know.
Yes!
You think so?
He banged his mom. He banged his wife multiple times. Yeah, all the punches.
Well, we do have someone that has some advice for Brittany.
Okay.
So it's Russ from Tacoma. Russ, what is your advice you'd like to extend to Brittany today?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
We're great.
Hey, I figured, you know, it happened 10 years ago, and she's not married to the guy. It would be probably different if, she had hooked up with him and they got married and they're still married. Then she probably shouldn't say anything. But now she'll probably laugh about it. Go, yeah, you remember your old boyfriend that you had? Well, we hooked up, and I found myself naked in the bed, and she'll probably just go, oh, really?
Yeah, hold
on. Whatever.
Yeah. Somebody even texted and said, I just told someone about a similar situation a couple of days ago. We laughed and high-fived. If they're upset about it after all this time, it's not like you were being malicious and banging the man out of spite. Crap happens.
I agree. Crap happens.
And I know we're talking about family drama. I thought this was one of the funniest texts that we've received. My grandpa pretended that he didn't know English for an entire weekend to avoid talking to my sister's new boyfriend.
Nice.
That is commitment to the bit.
I got to remember that for when Tatum's old enough and she starts dating somebody. I'm going to pull that move.
Wait, what are you going to pretend to speak? Italian?
Spanish.
Hola.
Donde está el baño?
Okay. The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.